This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, later we'll get the dictionary in for an interview.
Yeah. But Pat, you were telling us a little bit about this hoarder thing, right?
Yeah, I was going to tell you a bit about this hoarder thing because recently, in the past couple of days, yeah, it's taken days, I've been cleaning up my room and I've been getting rid of all of my things from year 10 and 11.
But
I'm in second year uni.
Oh my God.
And I've still got boxes of my, like, year 11 maths textbooks and things like that.
Did you have a gap year?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to... what
but
have
still,
you
that's like
up?
A good 5 years.
Yeah, it's still a good 5 years. There's a lot of stuff. Because I'd always, like, you'd see the kid, like, at the end of the school year, kids would always be, like, dumping all their stuff in, like, bins. And I was like, nah, like, I care about my work. I'm not going to do that.
I will use this in later life.
But all that happens is I just dump it in a bin at a later date. It's the same thing.
It's just a delayed reaction.
The ultimate procrastination.
Yeah, I've just waited 2 years to do what
You're not a hoarder. You're a procrastinator.
Yeah, anyway, but I'm going to talk about an actual hoarder now.
Okay, go on.
I'm a procrastinator. I guess it's not the same thing. It's not even vaguely similar. Some symptoms are related, but that doesn't. So one of the things I found was I found 5 England 2006 Commonwealth Games shirts.
What?
While I was cleaning up. And they're all still in the packaging. Hit us up on the socials if you want a free England Commonwealth Games shirt. I'm not sure if we can do this giveaway, but you can also have my maths textbooks from year 10.
Oh, yeah!
Hit us up. Some of them are in the recycling, but for those who get in quick, I'll grab them out for you. But yeah, we also have 5 limited edition, because these England shirts, like, didn't make the cut for whatever reason.
Okay.
And my friend's uncle had kept, like, 60 of them, because he worked at the docks, which is the most inappropriate place for someone to work if they are a hoarder. Because he used to get all the shipping containers in.
Yeah.
And these were the goods that were, like, faulty goods, so he just keep them all.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the story. We've got 5 2006 England Commonwealth Games shirts.
So, before you said he had about 60, and now he's got about 5.
No, because I got given 5.
Oh, but so there's more?
What I had, because he's my friend's uncle. So they've been distributed throughout all of the family and vague relations.
This
was years ago. So I've still got 5 left. There's still about 5 in my wardrobe as well.
So for Christmas, you can just, like, dole them out, like, oh, here, little Timmy.
Yeah.
Got your one and only present that you really, really wanted this year, and, well, I've got you one better. It's a Commonwealth Games T-shirt. It's just amazing. It's still in its packaging, mint condition. It's going to sell for a lot of money later on in life.
But kids love that.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.